we continue our election snapshot with the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. Hi, Chad. How are you doing?
Aloha. Could resist.
So you were at that Unity Breakfast meeting. Any other takeaways?
Well, they've been doing this every 2 years forever, it seems like, and I would say just about everybody that was anybody in the party was there. There were a few no-shows, but all the lead Democrats, elected or otherwise, were, you know, putting on a good face, saying we're going to come together. Let's not kid ourselves. There are divisions in this party. Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Colleen Hanabusa for governor. So did the top leaders in the State House and Senate, even campaign fundraise for her. So there's going to be some challenges going forward, some lingering bad feelings. Assuming Governor Ige is reelected and defeats Andrea Tupola in the general election, you know, these are people remember. You don't just forget about it when somebody's actively campaigning against you. And I think that will continue.
Yeah, I mean, I know in the past when we've covered those breakfast meetings, it's always interesting to see who doesn't show, you know, who's yeah, a sore loser.
But, speaking of losing, Colleen Hanabusa, I think, was actually quite graceful. She made a point of thanking the governor and his wife several times when she spoke at the podium. And although they appeared to be avoiding each other early on physically, they did have embraced afterwards, had a big hug, and there was a standing ovation for that. The only other standing ovation during the breakfast was for Mazie Hirono, who, of course, is almost certain to be reelected to another term in the U.S. Senate.
Right. Anything else that struck you? I mean, I know they've got to put their differences aside and work together.
You know, it's odd to see Ed Case back there up on the platform. Mm. It's been since 2006. You and Bill were talking about Case earlier, more moderate. He is not wholly welcomed, I think, in the Democratic Party. There are some still sore that he challenged Dan Akaka for the U.S. Senate all those years ago, and he lost several races since then, including trying to get back into Congress and a U.S. Senate run. But he did prevail. He prevailed, however, in a large, talented field, winning with just a plurality of the vote. Bill had the numbers earlier, you know, Doug Chin, Donna Kim, and others as well. So, as Neil Abercrombie once said to me about Ed Case, Ed is Ed Case. He does what he's going to do. But I got the sense yesterday that it was like, Ed's back. voters clearly, show their differences. But had another candidate or two not been in that field of six or seven, one wonders if it might have been a closer race with Donna Kim or Doug Chin.
Right. In that breakfast meeting, you said everybody showed up, even those in the nonpartisan races, at city council. How are you looking
exactly
at that?
Well, we know that there's a rematch between Tommy Waters and Trevor Ozawa. That's the district that pretty much is from East Honolulu to Kapahulu, Waikiki. 41 votes separated them 4 years ago. I think it's accurate to say there's some bad blood there between Trevor Ozawa and Tommy Waters, and I think that's going to be pretty intense contest to watch going forward. Remember, there's only 9 members of the Honolulu City Council. There are factions. All you need is 5 to control the council. And then, of course, Mayor Caldwell has been active. He would love to have a council that's more favorable to him than the current one. He does. And Tommy Waters, he and Kurt Caldwell work together in the legislature. And Ozawa is aligned with Ernie Martin currently, the chair who's termed out.
Right, and Carol Fukunaga got in handily, and then we have a new face around the North Shore.
Right. Heidi Tsuneyoshi, surprising a lot of people, a former aide to Ernie Martin, defeating Bobby Bunda, a much more well-known figure. He was a Senate president in the legislature for a while, but she broke through. And then there will be one other race, Brendan Elefante and Kelly Kitashima. That's the Pearl City Waipahu seat. They did not run in the primary because there's just 2 of them, but they'll be on the general ballot.
Right, so we'll see how this all plays out in the general. But thanks, Chad.
You're welcome, Catherine.
All right, that was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, lots of political stories, visit civilbeat.org.